Luke tells us that in that region there were shepherds in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night. Have you ever wondered just how many shepherds there were? Most nativity sets that we have tend to come with three shepherds. That's to match the three wise men, about which the Bible never gives us a number for them either. We don't know how many shepherds there were that were out there in the fields. We've got this room that's at our house where every year when it's time for us to pull out the Christmas decorations, we set up all of our nativity scenes that we have collected from the various places that our family has traveled together. We set out all of these different nativity scenes, and when our children were younger, and by younger I mean even earlier this afternoon, they used to love to rearrange all of the characters in the nativity scenes that we have. It would not be uncommon when our children were very small for me to come home in the evening and to find that things had been reconfigured. I remember some nights coming home and finding a whole group of Marys bunched around together. It's as though they were swapping notes about which one of their babies was sleeping the best at night. Some nights I would come home and I would find that Joseph and Mary were looking on in loving adoration, that the Christ child had gone missing, but standing in for him was a Lego figure. Sometimes I might find all of the shepherds bunched up together into one of the stables that was set out. We have no idea how many shepherds there were that holy night over on the edge of Bethlehem keeping watch over their flocks. But we do know that the shepherds are the first storytellers of this story that we keep telling year after year after year. Luke says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. There's nothing particularly special about a child who's wrapped up in swaddling clothes and lying there. Every child born in the world at that time would be wrapped up in swaddling clothes. You have to keep the bones straight. There's nothing particularly special about this particular child, but that someone recognizes that there is something that is absolutely extraordinary. There is something that is magnificently special about this one child. And it's the shepherds who see it. The shepherds, they're the first people on the planet to give voice to who this child is and to what his life means. These ordinary shepherds are the first ones to tell the story of this extraordinary gift of God that has been given to the world. Luke says, all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. A bunch of nobodies from the night shift. These are the security guards who are left to keep watch over everything while the rest of the world has gone on off to bed. They're filthy. They stink to high heaven. They smell like cheap cigarettes and old coffee hanging out there in the fields with those nasty sheep. And these are the ones. These are the ones who come to humbly bow and worship. These are the ones who happily sing and shout. These are the ones who were sent forth telling the world the good news of great joy, of this child in the manger, this child who himself will grow up to be known as the Good Shepherd. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing that this is how God makes God's entrance. In just a few moments, we're going to come together at these tables that we have set. We're going to come together and take the bread and the cup, and we'll remember the little Lord Jesus, who is the Christ of God. The Good Shepherd who has come to lay down his life for his sheep, for the likes of you and me, and for everyone in this world. And then just after that, the lights will go down. And we'll start to share the light. And like any good story that's told well, the light will begin to pass among us. And in the darkness of this space, the warm glow of the promise of God, the light of the world that has come, that we may have life. I have to tell you that one of my absolute favorite moments, one of the things to which I most look forward every year, is that moment when, as the pastor, I get to stand front and center and get to see the light starting to fill the space. And for as good and creative and different as it was for us last year to gather out in the parking lot and to use those little battery-operated candles that we set up on our dashboards for the drive-in worship that we had, there's nothing quite like that moment. That moment when we pass the light. And there's always the song we sing, Silent Night. Amid the chaos and the confusion of the world that we inhabit just now, amid all of the other noises, we stand and we sing in the warm glow of the light of the promise of God. I wonder if when we come to the second stanza in singing that song this evening, I wonder if we might find ourselves something like those storytelling shepherds. Remember the phrase, shepherds quake at the sight? I wonder, when's the last time that this good news of great joy so spoke to you, so encountered you, so enlivened you, that you couldn't help but quake, to quake at the notion that God Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the One who set the stars in their courses above, that the One who has given us this world and all that is in it, that God chose to become small for us in Christ. 10 tiny fingers and toes. God. As a baby. The news of the day is so good. You can't help but quake at the very notion of God doing this, putting on flesh and coming to dwell among us. You can't help but quake, can you? To think that God would go to lengths like that to get in on life lived with us. The story that we keep telling over and over again, year after year, still speaks. It's the story of love like no other. And so maybe tonight, as we come to take the bread and the cup, when we remember the broken body and the love that's been poured out, when we light our candles and when we quietly sing, maybe, just maybe, like those storytelling shepherds, we just might quake at the sight and the sound of the goodness of the promise. Christ the Savior is born. Christ, our Savior, is born. Thanks be to God. Amen.